This is KPTZ 91.9 FM in Port Townsend, Washington. I'm Lily Haight with local news for March 23, 2022. Jefferson County Public Health reported 3 new cases of COVID-19 yesterday. This brings our total case count since the beginning of the pandemic up to 3,148. There are currently 9 active cases in isolation, and 1 Jefferson County resident is hospitalized. The 2-week case rate for Jefferson County is now at 62 per 100,000, the lowest case rate we've seen in a while. For the most up-to-date case information, visit the Jefferson County Public Health website or the Jefferson County Government Facebook page. Habitat for Humanity and the Jefferson Community Foundation are teaming up to create a new housing project in Port Hadlock. The project would potentially add 100 to 130 new affordable units to a 17.5-acre piece of land adjacent to the Jefferson County Library and the Chimicum Creek Primary School. At Monday's commissioner meeting, Siobhan Canty, who is the executive director of the Jefferson Community Foundation, and Jamie Masiowski, who is the executive director of Jefferson County's Habitat for Humanity, requested $500,000 from the county's American Rescue Plan Act funds to help complete the initial stage of the development project. The long-term plan for the project would be to create a mix of affordable houses, including single and multifamily houses, townhouses, and small multiplexes. There would be no large apartment buildings, and the project would include creating community gardens, pocket parks, playgrounds, and spaces to create community and enhance the tri-area. Habitat for Humanity would own and steward the land there permanently as a community land trust. To qualify for the housing there, owners or renters would have to fall within a prescribed income bracket of 80 to 150% of the average mean income. As a community land trust, Habitat wouldn't sell the land to owners, but instead potential buyers would purchase or rent the home that's on the land and agree to limit their future appreciation so that the houses would remain permanently affordable. Currently, a feasibility study of this neighborhood is being conducted. The land currently is under contract for $1.24 million. It's projected to take $3 to $4 million to develop the parcel with infrastructure and utilities and hook up to the sewer. Commissioners will be considering a grant agreement for $500,000 in the next few weeks with Habitat. This money comes from the county's Federal American Rescue Plan Act funds, and interim county administrator Mark McCauley said the county expects to receive an estimated $4 to $5 million more in ARPA funds over the next 2 years. Now that the vaccination requirement for restaurants has been lifted and indoor dining is available for everyone, the Port Townsend City Council will be reviewing its streeteries policy. Streeteries were established at the beginning of COVID when only outdoor dining was allowed as a way to give local restaurants the ability to apply for an easy permit to have outdoor tables on the sidewalk and in parking spots in front of their businesses. Now the city is considering whether or not to continue the program permanently. If the council updates the city code and development standards, then restaurants could create more permanent structures for their outdoor dining spaces. But the city needs the public's input to make this happen. You can give your feedback by going to the city's Facebook page and filling out their streeteries survey. The survey will be open until March 31st. Spring is officially here, which means we're drawing near to the opening of the Port Townsend Farmers Market. This year, the market will return with its normal grand opening fanfare, including a red ribbon cutting ceremony, a group photo, and a goat parade through the market. The Unexpected Brass Band will play as more than 75 farmers, artists, and food vendors open up their booths to sell their wares at the Uptown Market. The opening ceremony will begin at 9 a.m. on April 2nd, followed by the Goat Parade at around 9:15, Story Time at 10:30, music by Kristen and Otto Smith at 10, and music by Harmonica Pocket at 12. The market will be open until 2 p.m. in the afternoon, and for those new to the area, it is located uptown on Tyler Street across from Aldrich's. And that's it for today's news. KPTZ 91.9 FM brings you local news at noon and 5 p.m. Monday through Thursday and at noon on Friday and Saturday. You can contact us through news@kptz.org. I'm Lily Haight. Thanks for listening.